USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is doubling down on its threat to close the southern border with Mexico over immigration. There's no specifics or timelines. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it. So we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
Mulvaney on CNN's State of the Union also defended the administration's decision to cut aid to three Central American countries. Josiah Hyman with the Center for Inter-American Border Studies at the University of Texas says the economic implications of a border shutdown are major.
The largest trade partner of Detroit is Mexico. Probably the largest trade partner of much of Canada is with Mexico. It would be a complete disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
International investigators looking into the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes agree that the automated flight control system did play a key role in the accidents. Former Boeing safety engineer Todd Curtis on the BBC.
Fault may have been with the options that Boeing presented to their customers. There was a indication that the pilots could have that there could be a system malfunction, but that ability to provide that indication was not standard equipment. It was something that had to be added.
Pope Francis had a working weekend in Morocco. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Vatican calls it another opportunity to, in its words, continue building bridges between Christians and Muslims. The two-day visit coming after last month's trip to the United Arab Emirates. During that trip, the Pope signed a historic document pledging peace between nations, religions, and races.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Controversial actor Jesse Smollett decided to avoid the limelight Saturday night at an awards show in Hollywood. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
At the NAACP Image Awards, Beyoncé was named Entertainer of the Year. Prior to that moment, comedian Chris Rock was on stage with his own take on current news.
An award that said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know?
Smollett was a no-show, and he lost the Best Supporting Actor award in a TV drama to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. Smollett had been nominated for that award for his role in Empire 4 years in a row, and he won it in 2017.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.